Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we'll be exploring what it means to approach God's throne of grace and how understanding this concept can transform our prayer life. This verse tells us to confidently approach God's throne to receive mercy and find grace for timely help. But what does that really mean for us in our daily lives? Today's Bible verse is from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help.
When we think about a royal throne, we usually picture a place of power and authority where subjects approach with fear and trembling. But God's throne is fundamentally different from any earthly royal court. In a typical royal setting, everything revolves around the monarch, their wishes, their plans, their kingdom. The focus is entirely on serving the ruler's interests. But God's throne of grace completely transforms this dynamic. Instead of being a place of self-centered authority, it's a place of giving and listening. God's primary concern isn't about maintaining his authority or serving his own interests. Rather, his throne is established as a place where he eagerly extends his goodness to everyone who approaches him. Think about this contrast for a moment. While earthly rulers might grant audiences to hear requests that ultimately benefit their kingdom, God invites us to his throne specifically to give to us, to listen to our needs, and to provide what we truly need. It's not about protocol or ceremony, it's about relationship. This is why we can approach with confidence, knowing that the one seated on this throne is actively interested in our well-being and ready to respond with grace. One of the most remarkable aspects of God's throne of grace is its constant accessibility. No matter what time of day or night, whether it's the break of dawn, the middle of a busy afternoon, or the quiet hours of midnight, God is there, attentively waiting to hear from us. Unlike earthly authorities who have office hours or scheduled audiences, God's availability knows no bounds. This constant availability isn't just about being present, it's about being eager to engage with us. When we come before his throne, we're not interrupting or imposing. Instead, we're responding to his open invitation to seek his help. He actively desires to extend his mercy and grace to us, ready to meet us exactly where we are, in whatever circumstance we find ourselves. Think about what this means for our daily lives. In moments of sudden crisis, we don't need to wait for an appointment. During times of overwhelming joy, we can immediately share our gratitude. When doubt creeps in at midnight or fear grips us at dawn, we can instantly turn to him. His throne of grace stands as a perpetual sanctuary, always open, always welcoming, where his mercy flows freely to all who approach. You might wonder sometimes if your prayers are really getting through, if they're just words floating up into empty space. But I want to help you understand that prayer is far from being a one-sided conversation. It's actually a dynamic living relationship between you and God, where real communication flows both ways. When we pray, we're not just talking to ourselves or performing a religious duty. We're engaging in a genuine dialogue with the Creator of the universe, who is actively interested in our lives. He doesn't just passively receive our prayers. He listens intently, considers our needs, and responds with perfect timing and wisdom. Think about your closest friendships. They work because both people participate, sharing, listening, responding. That's exactly how God designed prayer to work. When we bring our concerns to him, he doesn't just nod and move on. He engages with us, providing exactly what we need when we need it most. Sometimes it's comfort in moments of distress, clarity when we're confused, or strength when we feel weak.
The amazing thing about this two-way relationship is that God's responses often come in ways we might not expect. It could be through a sudden sense of peace, a timely word from a friend, an unexpected opportunity, or a subtle nudge in our spirit. He's constantly working to answer our prayers, even when we can't immediately see it. This is what makes prayer such a powerful and transformative practice. It's not just us speaking into the void, but rather engaging in an ongoing conversation with a God who deeply cares about every detail of our lives. Let me ask you something. Have you ever felt hesitant to pray because you thought your words needed to be perfect? Or maybe you've wondered if you're worthy enough to approach God. I want you to know that these feelings are completely normal, but they shouldn't hold you back from experiencing the incredible power of prayer. Think of prayer as simply having a conversation with someone who loves you more than you can imagine. You don't need fancy words or elaborate rituals. You don't need to follow a specific formula or meet certain qualifications. All you need is an honest heart and a willingness to open up to God. I want to encourage you to take that step today. Whether you're driving to work, doing the dishes, or lying in bed at night, take a moment to talk to God, share your hopes, your fears, your dreams, and yes, even your doubts. He can handle all of it. In fact, He welcomes it. Remember, this is the same God who created the universe. Yet He cares deeply about the smallest details of your life. Don't worry about getting it perfect. Don't stress about saying the right things. Just come as you are with whatever is on your heart. God isn't looking for polished performances. He's looking for authentic connection. He's already waiting to meet you at His throne of grace, eager to pour out His mercy and love into your life. Maybe you've tried prayer before and felt like nothing happened. I want to encourage you to try again this time with the understanding that God's responses might come in unexpected ways and times. The key is to approach Him with confidence, knowing that He not only hears you, but is actively working on your behalf. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to leave you with this powerful truth. God's throne of grace is always open to you. We've explored how different it is from earthly thrones, how God eagerly waits to listen to us, and how He responds with perfect timing to our needs. Remember, you don't have to earn the right to approach Him. You don't have to wait for the perfect moment or the perfect words. Right now, wherever you are, whatever you're facing, God is ready to meet you with His mercy and grace.
Let's close with a prayer, Heavenly Father. Thank You for Your throne of grace, where we can come freely and confidently. Thank You for always being available, eager to listen and pour out Your mercy and love. Help us to approach You without fear or hesitation, knowing You delight in our prayers. Teach us to trust Your perfect timing and to recognize Your responses, even when they come in unexpected ways. May our conversations with You deepen our faith and draw us closer to Your heart. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, may blessings overflow in your life, bringing peace to your heart, clarity to your mind, and joy to your spirit. May you walk confidently in faith, knowing God's grace surrounds and sustains you in every moment. Take care, and may love and light guide your path.